Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. We're going to again take a look back. This game, the Denver Broncos, and got some great stuff for you. The first play doesn't really have any significance as far as the play, but look at the camera shaking in the end zone. It's a third and one for the Jaguars, and the Denver fans are absolutely into the game, actually shaking the upper deck where the camera location is at. Peyton Manning had a couple fumbled exchanges in the game, and watch Peyton's reaction when the ball hits the ground. He just kind of backs away. Peyton, you gonna go in there and get after it? I don't think he's gonna do it, you know, but I get it. Peyton Manning is way too valuable to the Broncos for him to jump in there and get hurt, and it happened again. Peyton Manning is in shotgun, and this time the ball's a little bit low, but I'm gonna pause this one because it's not that far away. There it is, Peyton, go get it. I don't think I want to. Good decision, though, by him. Peyton Manning, the best quarterback in the business. You got to make sure that the body is right to finish the season and get to the playoffs. Player of the game on defense, middle linebacker Paul Posluszny. As a linebacker, you couldn't have asked for anything more out of him. Physical player, comes in, wrapping up Knowshon Moreno. Excellent play by Paul. He was physical. He made impactful plays. It was very solid. Scouts always evaluate linebackers for speed, you know, the combine, all that testing that they do. Why? Because of plays like this. Look at Paul beat the center's block, the center trying to get up to the second level. Because of Paul's speed, though, he outruns the block and makes a physical tackle. Nice stop by Paul Posluszny. And if you're going to be a linebacker in today's National Football League, you got to be able to play the pass. And the Jaguars sat back and played a lot of cover two in the game. And why? Because Peyton Manning can figure out if you try to get complex. And Peyton Manning grew a little impatient. This is cover two, and he tried to sneak one in there. Paul was in perfect position. Mike Harris was in perfect position. And the Jaguars got the pick six. And what I liked at the end here, great speed again by Paul. He ends up outrunning the offensive lineman. And a nice block by Andre Branch on Peyton Manning. I don't know how serious he was about wanting to make the tackle, but it was smart by Andre because he just pushes Peyton Manning. Didn't try to hit him with his helmet or anything, which surely would have drawn a penalty. There was also an instance in the game where Mike Brown was wide open and Chad Henne ends up getting the ball batted down, but I want you to see exactly how wide open that Mike Brown was. Watch the reaction of the safety and the linebacker, and they both jump Ace Sanders and allows Mike Brown to slip in right behind him. There he is, wide open. If the ball doesn't get batted, that would have been a critical touchdown in this ball game. Josh Evans, the young safety, what a great opportunity to go against one of the game's greatest. Has a physical play on the goal line, a nice stop here hitting Moreno. And you'll see here, he stands up and kind of looks down on Moreno. Now, this was not the one in which he got called for taunting. This was earlier in the ballgame. We're going to jump ahead to the play in which he got the taunting call. And here's the play. Josh is back there in the end zone. He is going to once again come up and make a physical play. Peyton Manning, I don't know if he's audible into this play or not, but anyway, it ends up being a run play, and Josh comes up and makes a physical play. It's a big play, a big stop, and hey, you want to celebrate it. Absolutely celebrate it. But the NFL rule book is pretty clear, and here's what it says. And we go to Section 3, titled Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Article 1, Prohibited Acts. There shall be no unsportsmanlike conduct. This applies to any act which is contrary to the generally understood principles of sportsmanship. Such acts specifically include, among others, and we go to line B, it says using abusive, threatening, or insulting language or gestures to opponents. C, using baiting or taunting acts or words that engender ill will between teams. And then we go to the notes. And the notes on the next page specifically talk. In note 3, it says standing over an opponent, prolonged or with provocation. Clearly, that was the call the officials had to make.